Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3430. So you probably heard about this through the grapevine of social media, as it were, but Dave Filoni has received a promotion at Lucasfilm, and you could be forgiven for thinking that it's kind of familiar or similar to the promotion that he got previously. So yeah, we'll talk about what the deal is and what it means for the future of Star Wars storytelling. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Riser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So Dave Filoni has been promoted. That's the big news. His new title is Chief Creative Officer for Lucasfilm, and some folks have pointed out that Kevin Feige has that same exact title, although his title as Chief Creative Officer is for Marvel Entertainment overall, in addition to being the president of Marvel Studios. So yeah, he has a much wider gamut of responsibility, comparatively speaking. Kathleen Kennedy is still the president at Lucasfilm and looks to be for the foreseeable future. Now, previously, he held the title of Executive Creative Director, and that was a promotion he'd received in the summer of 2020, but it didn't actually get announced and updated on Lucasfilm's website until mid-2021, basically. And if you were to compare the biography that he had online when he received that promotion versus the biography that's there now for his Chief Creative Officer promotion, they're pretty much the same. It's just basically an updated resume for all intents and purposes. Does note, interestingly, for looking at future projects, that he is the executive producer of Skeleton Crew. But it doesn't mention The Acolyte, and I think the reason why that's the case is because of his previous title. So the whole executive creative director thing, basically it was a way of kind of moving him up and giving him responsibility over the Mandoverse, if you will, this shared universe that was eventually going to ladder up into the movie that he was announced to be directing at Star Wars Celebration. This new announcement about him moving up from executive creative director to chief creative officer, as he says, means that he is going to be more involved in projects at their beginning, as opposed to coming in later on in the development process. He's now going to be working alongside Carrie Beck, who is the head of development at Lucasfilm. Beck's job includes getting new and talented voices to be working in the Star Wars galaxy. And then, you know, once they're on board, then Dave Filoni gets to consult with them about their narratives and what they might be thinking about and how it might fit into the broader Star Wars mythology. So he's not going to be just the Mandoverse guy anymore. He's also going to be considering all these other projects that are in development for movies and TV and probably animation as well, I would assume. He's still listed as an executive producer for both The Bad Batch and Tales of the Jedi, but not the ongoing Young Jedi Adventures. And so it seems like High Republic stuff is currently out of his purview. And the other bit of news related to the Filoni promotion thing is the question of whether there's going to be a season two of the Ahsoka series. And Filoni, according to Rosario Dawson, is playing with an outline for it. He's working on something, but there's been no official announcement about that, obviously. It's not been greenlit. And Filoni himself has not weighed in on the subject in anything resembling a newsworthy comment. So, yeah, that is still up in the air at this point. But if you were looking for another indicator of what Lucasfilm thinks about how Filoni's been doing and the success of the first season of the Ahsoka series, well, this seems to be as glowing of an endorsement as possible. So there you go. That's what I've got for you on the news about Dave Filoni's promotion and what it means for Star Wars storytelling. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.